Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to an April 1st edition of Today in Sports Betting, presented by hoop-ball.com. I'm your host, Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. And I'll be honest, guys, this is take two. Kids interrupted take one. And my energy is still heck of high because, again, I am not alone. The production team is giving me people to talk to so I don't have to keep rambling on and on like I'm doing right now. Let me present to you the one and only Keith Cork, brand new member of the sports betting division. But I heard you've been doing a lot of DFS stuff for hoop-ball.com, right?
Yeah, man. I've been around for basically the whole season here on the DFS side, but been putting up some prop bets and I've been, you know, active in the Discord here. So I figured I'd join your pod here and see how it goes.
Yeah, man. I mean, prop bets are so much fun. I feel like DFS players tend to love going to those prop bets online. And if you can already gauge how players make value according to the dollar, I'm sure you can already look and say, you know, over eight assists, over nine assists, over 10 rebounds or whatever. So that's really cool. I'm excited to have you on to see what you're seeing out there, especially for a 7-game slate on a Thursday, Keith, which is kind of ridiculous. I thought maybe it was like when I opened it, I was like 4 games, right? You're like, no, I think it's 7. I was blown away. I'm not going to lie. I was like, damn, that's almost a full card. And what is it? Wednesday just here with 12?
Insane. Yeah, we had quite a few. And man, it's a few more games, you know, just a little bit more opportunity. So it's all good, man. Let's get into it. And let's get some money.
Let's jump on in. Let's start filling this bag with the first game up at 4 p.m. We have the Philadelphia 76ers as 10-point favorites here on the road against the Cleveland Cavaliers. The line sits at -560 for the Sixers, +380 for the Cavs, and the points are a over-under of 213. Me personally, Keith, I'm staying away from this game. I don't like the double-digit spread. Obviously, the money line is not where it's going to be at with those crazy spreads there at a +380 and a -500. The over-under kind of intrigues me a little bit. I would go with the slight under. I can see the Sixers just taking off but not even needing to break 100 points. But that's just me looking at the clear lines. What about you, Keith? Are you seeing anything inside the game?
I mean, I'm right there with you. I don't really like too much about this. I mean, 76ers have dropped 2 straight. And, you know, against the last couple teams have had lackluster defenses. They only managed an 8-point victory against the LeBronless Lakers and a 10-point victory over the Golden State Warriors without Steph Curry. So, gun to my head, I'd probably take, you know, Cavs +10. But I'm not going to lay anything on this personally.
Yeah, this game is just too sketchy to play on. Let's go ahead and move on to the next one. And this game, I call it the gritty poo-poo team. for both of them, it's the gritty poo-poo team bowl, and it's the Washington Wizards 3-point favorites over the Detroit Pistons, -150 to a +130 home team who are the Pistons, and then the over under on points set at 222.5. Right off the bat here, Keith, again for me, I'm looking at the over on the 222.5. I can see both teams playing absolutely no defense and a lot of layup and threes being taken in this game, and Corey Joseph for some reason is starting to become a baller out in Detroit for these people. Please don't buy into that hype, ladies and gentlemen. That is fake news. I still like the Wizards here, -3 as well. I think the Wizards can pull this one out. They have been playing better, and the Pistons, as gritty as they are and as scrappy as they can be, I just don't trust them. And I think the Wizards are, in their mind, still fighting to be in the playoffs. So I like Wizards -3, but I like over 2.5.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. 2.5 was what I was really looking at here. I've got a lot of interest in there. I don't have enough interest to lay it on there. I could see putting a bet on there because you're thinking that, you know, maybe Bradley Beal suits up. That'd be a big boon to your over 2.5 play there. But Yeah, I can't get enough to like it. I think the Pistons, as the season wears on, they're going to start sitting their guys. I mean, they want to play their young guys. They have nothing to play for. They're bottom of the standings, quite literally. So, at some point, someone's going to make a lot of money off of just betting against those Pistons over and over again. And it might be here already, but I can't take the Wizards here, unfortunately.
My big thing is, like you said, I think you take the risk early on with a low spread, that the hope that Bradley Beal plays, and then saying, hey, because that line is going to jump up significantly if he does get announced that he's playing, and if it's way well before tip off. Like if in the next 30 minutes while we're recording a Bradley Beal news drops, that line's going to go up at least a point and a half to where it's minus five to the Wizards. And I don't think I'm comfortable taking that, but here at minus three with the potential of Bradley Beal, this team's already been playing better. I like that there. And then again, over 222 and a half, I feel like that's just an easy bet to just lean on for just the, maybe like a 1 unit, nothing more than a unit and a half though,
Right there with you.
Any props on this one? I mean, there's one in here of over 11 and a half points for Mason Plumlee.
No props. I did look at some Mason Plumlee lines because obviously the Wiz are just terrible inside. I was actually looking at some unders for Mason Plumlee because I had a sneaking suspicion that they wound up playing Mason a little bit less on back-to-backs. But that's not the case. If you look at it, he actually plays just about his normal amount of minutes now. At the beginning of the season, they were playing him about 19, 20 minutes in back-to-backs, but now he's up to the whole thing, the whole shebang. So don't like anything there, but I do have some DFS plays here. If you want a mid-range play on DFS for FanDuel or DraftKings, yeah, Mason Plumlee at 6K on both those sites is a solid bet. The Wiz team is just so bad on the interior, and they don't have Gafford anymore. Gafford got injured, so Mason Plumlee up against Alex Len and Robin Lopez. Happy to take that on DFS. And I also have obviously Russell Westbrook. He's 11K on DraftKings and 11.3K on FanDuel. So he's pretty expensive. You're paying a premium there for him, but yeah, he really he's going to be worth it, especially if Bradley Beal misses. If Bradley Beal's playing, I'd stay away. But Bradley Beal misses, he's due for a big game here because the Pistons are not very good defensively.
Yeah, I like both those. The reason why I'm all about Mason Plumlee today, that's why I'm going to go with the over on 11 and a half on those points, is like you said, the interior for the Wizards is basically Russell Westbrook right now. I mean, with Gafford gone, Alex Len has been good sometimes. Lopez has been good sometimes. Like, and they all split minutes. You're basically going to see 15, 15, 15 from all three of their centers. I don't know, man. I just feel like Mason Plumlee is more than capable of rebounding, passing, and doing that ugly floater that he does. So I like him, especially as a DFS play. If he's only $6,000 today, I would for sure look at him as a mid-range center for sure. Next game up, we have the Hornets as 2-point underdogs to a Brooklyn Nets team that's already announced that Blake Griffin is out, James Harden is out, Kyrie Irving is playing, and LaMarcus Aldridge is playing. They are 2-point favorites at home. The line sits at plus 115 to a minus 135 to the Nets, and then the over-under total is 221 and a half. Keith, what are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I don't know, man. This is looking more and more like a coin flip. I don't mind laying a minus two on the Nets here. I mean, they're the far superior team, obviously, I think. And but I could easily see the Hornets beating them too. So I don't know. It's too much of a coin flip for me. I really don't have anything here. I do have a DFS play in this one though. Also, it's a value play. Cody Zeller. He's only 3,900 on DraftKings and 4.6K on FanDuel. And that's a great value against a big man going against a really weak interior defense. The Nets just can't defend any big. And even if LaMarcus Aldridge is playing, he doesn't scare me defensively at all. So Cody Zeller is a huge value here. But as far as the game line goes, I don't have any interest there.
What are your thoughts on Bruce Brown again today, maybe as a DFS play? Because I feel like with no Harden, obviously still no KD, I mean, his role is still going to be significant in this offense now, right?
Yeah, I think you can definitely go there. Kyrie's still there. He's going to have a lot of usage. So I temper my expectations a little bit when it comes to Bruce Brown. He has some big games here and there, and I don't mind going to him, but he's not my top guy, I don't think.
Who would you rather have in a lineup today? A Russell Westbrook at 11-3 or a Kyrie Irving? I think, what is he,
10K.
nine,
I think,
10K.
yeah, 9, 10K. Is, I think he was 10K on FanDuel. He might be cheaper on DraftKings, but that's a good question, man. I mean, I think if you know for sure that Bradley Beal's out, I don't think you can pass on Russell Westbrook. But if Bradley Beal's in or you're just not sure, he's still questionable, I don't mind playing some Kyrie Irving. Kyrie's going to have a big game for sure. They're going to need him.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I for me, just in terms of where I'm going with this, I think I am as well with you. But instead of going -2, I'm gonna go with the Nets just winning the game at -135. Again, I know Danny B doesn't like when I promote those, but it's not in the wager pass. It's here on the podcast. That's what I like. I feel comfortable just saying -135. Take the Brooklyn Nets. I think they're gonna try to use LaMarcus Aldridge as much as possible to see what they have with him, but. Yeah, man, I'm with the Nets here at -135. I'm diving into some of these prop bets as well, and I see an over-under here on Bruce Brown's rebounds, and it's only 5.5. Is it just me, or is it with Harden out and, again, KD still being out and how big of a role he plays in their offense? Keith, do you think he can go over 5.5 rebounds here?
I very well think he could. I'm trying to pull up his game log here because I didn't actually even look at that one. It's a good point, though. Let me see. So you said it's 5.5 over?
Yeah, the over-under currently sits at 5.5. And, yeah, I'm looking at his rebounding chart right here in front of me as well.
Yeah, so anytime he gets 28 or more minutes, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 out of 9 games looks like when he got 28 or more minutes, he has hit that mark. So, I think it's a solid bet for sure. Not one that I had circled, but I'd go for it.
Yeah, Bruce Brown, every time there's two key members out, I am blown away with how they use him for being like a kind of undersized shooting guard. And you can basically say he's a point guard that plays the shooting guard position. They play him like a big man in a lot of sets. Mm-hmm. And I find him very, very interesting, especially now with Blake Griffin out, KD and Harden. There's a lot of rebounds to be had. I can definitely see him grabbing those. I wouldn't be surprised if you see him have one of his like 13-8-4 games with maybe even a steal and a block. Like I'm pretty high on Bruce Brown. I really like the way he plays with this team.
Yeah. No, I can't blame you, man. It's like I said, it's just not a guy I typically look at, but yeah, you're putting up some good points, man. I love it.
Let's go ahead and move on to this next game. And I find this game to be one of the more interesting ones of the night. And that's the Golden State Warriors on the road in Miami as 3-point underdogs to the Heat. The spread sits currently at +130 to a -150. But here's the thing right here. This one's crazy to me. The over-under sits at 218, and I feel like that's really low in a Warriors Heat game. And I know the Heat's defense is good. I know the Warriors' offense has been decent. I don't know. I just feel like there's points to be had on both sides. What are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I think you make some good points. I'm going to take a page out of Dan's book playbook here. And, you know, the Heat are going to try to integrate Oladipo in this game. I actually grabbed the +2.5 when it was a 2.5 point spread. So I'm a little upset because it's +3. But I do like the Warriors +3 enough to put a unit on it. And I'm going to go ahead and do that suggest people do that because they are integrating Oladipo. They're on a back-to-back and they're coming off a grind it out type game where they won against the Pacers. Just think it's due for a letdown. I think the Warriors might actually even sneak this one. The over-under, maybe, I don't know. It seems more like a coin flip to me. I'm not too interested in it, but I can see what you're saying for sure.
Yeah, this one confuses me. Like the points being so low makes me think that it's going to be a close game. And if it's a close game, I kind of like the Warriors' ability to, like you said, for one, the camaraderie, they're not trying to integrate anybody new, but they have so many people that can just stop and get their own bucket by themselves, as well as running sets and getting an open three for a guy like Curry or Oubre or setting up a post spin for Wiggins. Like, I think I'm with you, man. I think at +3, the Warriors look good. And I mean, is it just me or is the Heat kind of not playing as well as you would hope they'd be playing at this time? And maybe you're just not really believing in them. Like that, at least that's for me. I'm not really believing in them just yet.
Yeah. They've struggled, man. The whole first half of the season basically was just COVID city for them. And I just feel like, you know, some people are still dealing with some effects from that. You're hearing more and more quotes from people about players dealing with the long-term effects of that. And it affects everyone differently, obviously. And that could be what's going on here. I don't have any confirmation on that, but that's just speculation. But yeah, they have been pretty underwhelming this season. And I don't know, maybe Oladipo gives them a shot of life here, but I think the first couple games he's in, it's going to be rough to get him integrated.
Yeah, I'm about to go in here and click on the props to see if they have anything on Oladipo. But before I do, I want to remind everyone that this show is sponsored by MyBookie.ag. Guys, all these bets that we're looking up here for today's NBA games, maybe you're watching opening day baseball, which we covered yesterday, and then Devin just put out a two-hour whopper on that one. So if you guys haven't listened to that podcast, finish this one, go back to that one. You guys are going to hear a ton of baseball conversation on Devin's podcast from earlier this morning. But again, that show and this is sponsored by MyBookie.ag. Make your bets on basketball, baseball, football, celebrity, pop culture, politics, whatever it may be. MyBookie.ag has you covered. When signing up, be sure to use the promo code HOOPBALL, that's HOOPBALL, and they will match up to $500 of your very first deposit. And Keith, I got to ask you a question, my man. Do you have hairs growing out of all your holes?
I think as any man does, yes, of course.
See, well, then let me tell you, this is a new product alert for you, my friend. Have you ever heard of this thing called Manscaped and their Weed Whacker, Keith? Because this machine will clear all your holes. I mean, all of them. My ears have never heard the sun come up more until I've got the Weed Whacker machine and trimmed up the insides of my ears. My nose has never breathed so well in this pollen air because of that Weed Whacker. I'm telling you, that thing clears your air. Go to manscaped.com. Get yours today by using promo code HOOPBALL and get that discount. Keith, I'm now back on the props, and thank you for letting me use you as a promo read.
No worries.
They actually have nothing on Oladipo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is where I tend to look at the other players that he may be affecting, right? Jimmy Butler's over under sits at 22.5. I believe that Jimmy Butler is a underrated leader and teammate. I think a lot of people just say that he's more of like a bully leader. I don't believe in that. You can just tell by the way conversations are had on the court and by reports you read, he's not that. I think he's going to be very passive in this game, willing to show to be a leader and get Oladipo involved. The over-under on 22.5 points, I'm looking at the under on that one. Mm-hmm. Now, that does sit at minus 135, but still, I like under 22.5. I feel like that's a good one to maybe put a unit and a half on. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm there with you, man. It's not something I'm personally putting it on, but if I had to lean a certain way, yeah, I'd lean the under there for sure.
Do you have any props on this one by chance?
I don't on this one. I've got some coming up, and actually we did skip over, I apologize. Let me go back to the first game. The 76ers and the Cavs. This is actually my favorite prop bet of the night. It's a player prop. It's actually Danny Green, over 2.5 three-pointers made. It's a plus 118 on that. I'm putting down two units to win 2.4, and the fact that it's plus 118 is just insane. Dude, Danny Green has hit over 2.5 three-pointers in six of his last seven games, and he's shooting 8.4 three-point attempts per game. You got to combine that with the fact that the Cavs are 27th in opponent field three-point percentage. They're at 38.4%. Their opponents are shooting from three, and it's just a recipe for – I like him to get even over three, but I'll stick with three to be safe. But they're giving positive odds on that, and he only got 23 minutes last game. I don't know the story behind that. Every other game before that, though, he's getting the regular 27-plus minutes, so – as long as he's getting those regular minutes, I'm happy to put that money on Danny Green.
So the bet is over 2.5?
Over 2.5 three-pointers made for Danny Green. Danny the Manny Green.
And what's the payout on that one?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com.
expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
So it's plus 118. So if I do two units, it'll be 2.4. Yep.
Perfect. Yeah, because I'm on a player performance double double, and I see Danny Green to have three or more 3-pointers, and Philadelphia wins this game. Currently sits at a plus 108. That's an interesting double player performance double double that I like to see there too. That pairs in well. I didn't know that though. That he in six out of his last seven games, three or more 3-pointers.
Yep, and he even had one where he had eight out of 12 from the 3-point line. Like this guy, I mean, that's his main function on this team. So it's just crazy to me that they're giving positive odds here. I like it a lot. I almost laid three units on it, but as I've been saying, I'm kind of still a little new to this, so I'm a little nervous to lay a whole three units on it. But
take a deep breath.
Maybe I'll lay another one on it later. Who knows?
Let's go ahead and move on to this next one here, Keith. And man, I don't know why, but this spread surprises me. And it's the Orlando Magic, 3.5-point underdogs here to this New Orleans Pelicans team, minus 175 to the Pels, who are at home, to a plus 155 Magic team. The over-under sits at 213.5. Before I give my thoughts, Keith, what are yours on this game here?
Oh, man, this game's going to be ugly. There's no Zion. There's no Lonzo. Those guys were just ruled out an hour or two ago. I can't. The Pels have been playing better recently, but no Lonzo, no Zion. Can I trust Nikhil Alexander Walker and you know Kira Lewis Jr. to carry my team to victory? I don't know. Putting it on Pelicans minus four is tough for me. And the Magic are just in chaos, man. I've been trying to track these guys' minutes, and I think the rotations will eventually shake out. But right now, they're just kind of figuring crap out. And obviously, they're not super interested in winning basketball games right now. So putting a bet on them plus four, I can't do that either. So I don't have any interest in the money line here. But the DFS side of things, some of those guys I mentioned, Nikhil Alexander Walker, Kira Lewis Jr. I'd also look at Josh Hart. Josh Hart seems like a really, really good play. He just rebounds good for a guard, rebound, you know, all that good stuff. I haven't looked at their player props since the Zion was and Lonzo ruled out, but
they're wonky right now.
Yeah, if you're getting some good, 5.5 rebounds or something for Josh Hart, which I don't know if that's on there, but if it is, I'm snagging it for sure. So, I don't like the money line or anything like that here.
Yeah, this game is like, I'm surprised they even made a spread. And I think three, and you have it as four. I just think that's too much when you're looking at this Pels depth. I mean, I don't know, man. I get it. The Magic complete reset, right? Like they don't know what they're doing. They're just saying restart. Give me all the rookies I can get, and let's just see what I got. I mean, does that mean Josh Hart at 5,300 on FanDuel is good? Maybe. Does that mean any bets make sense? I don't know. I think I'm avoiding this game as a whole. Do you look at that over under at 213.5 and go, wow, that's really low for an NBA game?
I mean, I certainly do. Can I bet the over confidently? No, I can't. Not with all these guys out. But it is low. That's a low total.
That one that's 213.5. It's just so low. Let's go ahead and go on to this next game, because I think this is the best game of the night. I'm the most excited for this game right here, and it's not even the last game, so that's really good. It's the Hawks versus the Spurs. They're on the road in San Antonio. The Hawks are. It's a pick 'em. There's no money line bet, at least not when I'm looking right now. Currently sits at minus 110 apiece just on picks alone. The over-under is at 222. No hook in there, just an even 222. Keith, I don't even know who I'm picking, but I have to pick one.
Yep. Yeah. Dude, who are you going with? Tell me.
I'm rolling with Ice Trey and the Capella Project. I'm with the ATL, baby.
Hey, you know what? Just until recently, I was with you. I think the Hawks are probably they've lost four out of the last five, and I think they're due for kind of a bounce back game. But then John Collins was ruled out, so I actually went and snagged the Spurs minus 110 over there for a whole 1.1 units to win one, because I just think John Collins is the second best player on that team. They don't rely on him a whole ton. He doesn't get a ton of usage, but He's kind of, I mean, he's an anchor for them, man. So missing them, I just don't see how they beat the Spurs team, who's, you know, playing pretty good basketball. They're beating teams left and right that they should be beating. So I like the Spurs here. I don't mind going Hawks. I think it is kind of a coin flip, but I lean Spurs enough to put a bet on it. And I do think that you can look at some DFS stuff here. DeJounte Murray, he's a mid-tier play, 7.1K on DraftKings and 7.8K on FanDuel. He's going to get some steals. I mean, Trae Young's got over 30% usage here. So when he gets those steals, especially FanDuel, where you get 3 points for every steal, he's definitely worth giving a look. And then here's one of my player plops here. DeMar DeRozan, over 21.5 points. That's a minus 110 on that. I'm putting 1.1 unit to win one. DDR, he put up 23 points and 8 assists against the same Hawks team back in February. I think it was February 12th, I think they played. And he only played 25 minutes and 42 seconds in that game. So if he gets a full 30 minutes, he plays big minutes in back-to-backs. I mean, I was looking at that again, you know, just to make sure Pop wasn't sitting this guy left and right, and he's not. Then I like him to go over 21.5 points. I think that's a solid bet. So I'm putting a whole unit on it. The only thing I might throw a wrench in it is if DeAndre Hunter, who is questionable tonight, he might be back. He's a really good defender. So they might stick him on DDR, and that might throw a little wrench in things, but I'm not too worried about it.
All right, so lots of breakdown there. Number one, I completely agree with the DeRozan thing. I think he's being I don't think he's undervalued, but I feel like he's just underappreciated, I think, as good of a player that he is. I really like DeMar DeRozan. I like everything that you said about him. But let me give you my take on why I think the Hawks are going to beat this Spurs team, because you just laid it out there and you kind of made me nervous. But you know what? Look at this. Danilo Gallinari has been playing phenomenal lately coming off the bench. He's going to step into the starting role, fill that John Collins role out. Him against Rudy Gay, him against Keldon Johnson, that makes sense. Jakob Poeltl, he's a big body. He can't handle the Capella project. Clint Capella has been the man. Flex on him one time. If they do get back DeAndre Hunter, yes, I think he's going to be a really good player. He's not slowing down DeMar DeRozan. I can see DeMar DeRozan saying, oh, that was cute that you're playing. You're out of the game because of foul trouble. I think the X factor in this game for the Hawks, though, is going to be Bogdan Bogdanovic. He's been playing better as of late, knocking down three-pointers, has really been getting better at driving and kicking. I think he's starting to trust his knee is better by the way that he's been playing as of late. So I do think he is the X factor in this game. I think it's going to come down to the last 3 minutes of the fourth quarter to see who's actually going to win this game. And because the coin is still flipping in the air, I still choose the bird on the tail side. I'm going with the Hawks.
Hey man, I can't fault you there. This Hawks team is volatile. They've got a high octane offense, and any given night they can go off for 130 points. So by any means, the Spurs winning is not a lock. So I don't mind it.
Over under 222. Is it just me, or does the over just smell a little tasty?
It does. It smells tasty. It does. I'm betting the Spurs to win this one, so I don't want to put too much on it, but if you want to put some on there, I don't mind.
Man, I'm sorry. I got paused and distracted. The New York Yankees just lost on opening day.
Oh, bummer.
Oh, that's my first one gone. Heartbreak. That's why I can't wait for this NBA game slate to come on. I feel confident about our picks today, Keith. Confident.
Do it.
Last game. Nuggets, Clippers, big game. Don't know if PG is playing. Kawhi Leonard does look like he is playing. They got Aaron Gordon saying they have no limitations. This Nuggets team has no limitations because he has now joined it. He's actually looked good. Will Barton sucked for me the other day. I need him to step it up. Nuggets are 2.5-point favorites here on the road in LA against the Clippers, minus 140 to a plus 120. The over-under currently sits at 219. Keith, your thoughts. Tell me you're picking the right team here.
Well, Paul George is out. He's out on this one. So is Ibaka. And then who else? Patrick Beverley, obviously. Rondo out. So they've got quite a few people out on the Clippers. So I think it's easy for people to lean towards the Nuggets. But I'm going to blow some minds here. I'm actually going to be putting a unit on the Clips. And I'm not advising people to follow that. This is more of a fun bet for me. It's plus 110 for the odds there. The Clippers are 6-7 without Paul George on the season. So it's not like they get markedly worse. I mean, they can still win basketball games. And one of them was against the Milwaukee Bucks. They beat them by like 24 points or something like that, which might say more about the Bucks than it does the Clips. But I honestly think it's about a coin flip. between these two teams, even without Paul George. And so it's, since it's plus 110, I'm actually going to put $5 on there. Put a little unit on there for me. That's my unit. And you know, so it's reflected, it's 2-point spread. So, you know, obviously Vegas thinks it's going to be a close game too. So coin flip, I'm getting positive odds. I'm going there. I do have a player prop here also, Kawhi Leonard under 5.5 assists, and plus 108 on that, on those odds. I'm putting down 1.5 units to win 1.6 units. Kawhi's definitely going to have the ball in his hand more without PG-13 in there, but that does not translate very well to his assist total. He only hit the over there in 2 out of 8 games without Paul George. And Marcus Morris is also questionable. He might play. He had his calf issue. He's a little bit more probably on the probable side, so he might play. But if he doesn't, I like this. I'm probably going to sprinkle a little bit more on this under here. But if you take a look at the two highest scorers in each of the Clippers games without PG, you got Marcus Morris on there nearly half the time, and you got Lou Will on there 5 out of 8 games. So those guys aren't going to be there. Well, Marcus Morris might, but Lou Will definitely won't be there. So who's Kawhi going to pass it to? Kawhi is probably going to score a lot, and I think he'll probably, you know, put up 30, 32 points, and I don't mind going on the over for his points prop, but the under on the assist prop just seems more likely to me. And I just love the odds here at the plus 108.
Can I give you a plus 425 prop?
Yes.
That I'm going to bet on. And I want to hear your thoughts. Actually, just so you know, during that entire time, you were talking about the points about Kawhi Leonard. I was looking into like props for him, and maybe I could find a bet to give here on the show. But I found this Jamal Murray one, and I just put a half unit on it. Just a little quick $50. 425. Jamal Murray scores 20 or more points and has 2 or more steals. Plus 425.
I like it.
Is it winnable? Can it happen?
Yeah, of course. Oh, of course.
I don't know, man. I'm looking at his steals now. I mean, he got 3 steals the other day, but then after that was 1-1-1-1-1-1-2. And then 1-1-1. But then he gets these games where he gets like 4 steals against Charlotte and Chicago. Mm-hmm. 3 steals against Philly. I just think Reggie Jackson is not good at handling the basketball. Mm-hmm. He said, I think Kawhi Leonard's not going to have many people to pass to, so it's a lot of toss-ups, and he's going to be running halfway down the court, and he has the ball in his hands, and I can see him scoring 25 points tonight. I think 23-2 is very easy for him to do. And that rhymed. I should be a rapper. That was crazy.
Spit mad bars.
Exactly. Who's your favorite DFS play out of the day? I think you just said it, but I don't think I get to hear that part because I found that one and I had to ask you about it.
No, that's all good. My favorite DFS play is constantly changing. All these guys are being ruled out. But, I mean, I think Russell Westbrook probably has to be. As long as Bradley Beal is out, which I think he probably will be, I don't think the Wizards have a lot of incentive to play him. So, I just like, he's the most expensive guy, but I think you have to have him. That's my favorite guy.
So, I'm playing center right now. I'm looking for a center in my FanDuel lineup. And I don't get to talk FanDuel with a lot of people. This show is like, I know betting is DFS. I know it links to this show, and I love talking about it. But while I'm building my lineup, I have right around 8,400 in a cap. And I am $1,000 short for Bam Adebayo. And I'm $100 short for Clint Capella. So my question to you is this. Do I come off of Jeremy Grant and go down to Chuma Okiki, who has been balling lately?
Yes.
Or do I just try and find a cheaper center, like maybe a Mason Plumlee over a Capella, over a Bam Adebayo, and just stick right here? But then what am I going to do with this other $2,000?
You know, I think Clint Capella could be in line for a big game without having to compete with John Collins for rebounds and blocks. And we've seen he's got a huge, huge ceiling. I think it was like the second or third game he came back, he had like what, 8 blocks or something like that, and like 20 rebounds. It was something ridiculous. I can't remember exactly what it was off the top of my head. So, yeah, man, I think Capella's a great play tonight. Let me ask you, do you have Bogdan Bogdanovic in your lineup? Because Bogey just went off, and he has all the potential in the world to go off again without John Collins in the lineup. He's going to get more PT.
I don't. He's 4,200. I don't have him. I had Gallo. I thought Gallo would be. I have Gallo.
Yeah.
I have Gallo and Sadiq Bey. I think Sadiq Bey, who just went scoreless, I think he comes out with like 8 three-pointers today and like two steals.
That's possible, man. That DFS is hard, man. You have 9 bullets. You got to hit all 9 of them, man. It's or 8 if you're playing DraftKings. It's tough.
I love it though, because I get to tell people this story whenever we do get to talk about FanDuel. My PlayStation 4 that I own right now, I won it because of FanDuel. They gave it to me. I got it with a VR set. And what sucks is I was at the Kings game where a trip to the Miami to watch the Heat play against, I think it was the Cavs or something, right? And you get to sit front row and then they fly you back and you get to meet like Dwayne Wade and LeBron James and stuff. Mm-hmm. Rudy Gay shot a horrible buzzer beater like shot and Gorgui Dieng got the rebound. I had Rudy Gay, and the person who got first place had Gorgui Dieng, and Dieng got the rebound and he won by like 0.2.
So it's a bad beat, man. Stuff. Stuff.
But see, my mindset is this though, like as great of a trip to Miami would have been, I at least like I still play my PlayStation today.
You got many more hours of entertainment out of your win than the other guy did. That's true.
That's true. Like maybe I actually won more because of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Keith, I appreciate you jumping on the show with me today, man, and indulging me on my FanDuel and really giving us a different look at some of these other picks that we have out here, because I don't cover props enough. I think we definitely need to have you on more, just so you and I can keep going over props, because I love making them. I never feel confident enough putting it on any of my wager pass because I don't talk about it enough here. So I don't think many people would follow me, but a show with you and I think it'd be a lot of fun to just keep going over these types of props. And again, going over DFS, because even though we do have a DFS show, we can hit on some things that we're seeing as the news is breaking, since we are recording at 1:30, 1:40 in the afternoon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, we're perfect compliments, because as far as that money line stuff goes, I'm still a noob. I'll be honest here, just kind of getting into that kind of stuff. So, but when it comes to props, man, it's just really digging into the game logs and trying to go deep. And that's one thing I'm really good at. So, I love putting together spreadsheets and things like that. So, yeah, perfect compliment, man.
Well, Keith, before I let you go, let the fans out there know where they can find you online and what they can be expecting from you for the next week or for a while now with HoopBall.
Yeah, man, you can find me on Twitter at Ginsberg Beats. It's a long one. It's GNSBERGB3ATS. And I apologize, it's so long, but
go ahead and say that one more time, a little bit slower.
GNSBERGB3ATS, Ginsberg Beats.
Ginsberg Beats, guys, go follow him. And are you writing any articles, doing any more podcasts?
If you guys get the DFS pass, you'll be able to hang out with me in the Discord over there. I do the DFS deliveries every what day is it? Wednesday. Oh my gosh, yep, Wednesday. You get the DFS delivery from me, and other than that, I'll be in the pods every Tuesday night with Mr. Mike Patria usually, and you'll hear those on Wednesdays as well. So check me out, NBA DFS today.
Guys, go check him out. That's Keith Cork. Go follow him on Twitter. You guys can follow me. I'm Vince Miracle at VM Center. Follow us, the website's gaming division, at HoopBall Gaming, the site at HoopBall Tweets. This has been a hoop-ball.com presentation. We are sponsored by mybookie.ag and manscaped.com. I am sending you guys all those good vibes. And good luck to all you gamblers out there. Remember, we're just going to keep filling this bag, y'all. And until next time, bye-bye.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.